It's another great day to be listening to your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here for the Good Stuff program today. Sit back for the next 5 minutes and enjoy. The Good Stuff program brought to you in part by the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, inviting you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas. A nice hunting trip this fall, maybe ice fishing this winter, or it's not too early to start thinking about a Niobrara Scenic River trip for next year. Bring your family, create some memories. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And thank you so much to Tri-State Livestock News. They're a regular supporter of the Good Stuff. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, special interest sections, classified ads. The list goes on. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
There once was an oyster whose story I tell, who found that some sand had got into his shell. It was only a grain, but it gave him great pain, for oysters have feelings, although they're so plain. Now, did he berate the harsh workings of fate that had brought him to such a deplorable state? Did he curse the government, cry for election, and claim that the sea should have given him protection? No, he said to himself as he lay in a shell. Since I cannot remove it, I shall try to improve it. Now, the years have rolled around as the years always do, and he came to his ultimate destiny, stew. And the small grain of sand that had bothered him so was a beautiful pearl all richly aglow. Now, the tale has a moral, for isn't it grand what an oyster can do with a morsel of sand? What couldn't we do if we'd only begin with some of the things that get under our skin? From David Cohen, had written that one on the Good Stuff.
And we just received this from the Southern Bureau, more commonly known as Dolores Colburn out of Valentine. Wanted, the perfect ranch wife. For possible lifetime contract, a woman for permanent employment as a wife. Applicant must be attractive with strong constitution, good health and temper, and prepared to work with efficiency and flair at lovemaking, child rearing, sewing, cooking, house cleaning, and interior decorating. A good working knowledge of child and adult psychology, basic nursing, minor home repairs, and a clean driver's license are also required. A degree in home economics is not essential, but would be useful. There will be a few additional duties, such as all family letter writing, sending Christmas cards, birthday cards, and purchasing of appropriate gifts for such occasions. Applicant must also be capable of educating children in table manners and social behavior, plus scholastic coaching is required. A good memory is a must in order that all calves, breeding dates, dates of sales, and previous year's records can be produced at a moment's notice. All expense bills must be removed from pants pockets and top of dresser and properly filed for income tax purposes. Applicant must take care of all the children's dental and vaccination appointments, as well as possess highly developed, especially in order to know when to have meals ready and for how many. She must be able to drive farm machinery and assist with calf pulling and scour treatment. Hours are flexible, but will normally be from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, although these hours may often be extended on demand. Applicant is, however, assured that 7 days per week will not be extended, as yet no way has yet been found to do so. Holidays are granted each year, but the household duties and care of the children must be carried on during the vacations. Any hobbies or pastimes may be pursued during leisure time, as long as regular duties are not neglected, such as gardening, canning, or lawn mowing. Household allowances will vary according to income. This depends a great deal on the weather, markets, etc. There will be no salary, sick leave, social security, or a pension plan attached to this position. Room, bed, and food will be provided free as long as the incumbent cleans the room, shares the bed, and cooks the food. The employer has the privilege of terminating this employment at any time should a better prospect appear on the horizon. There's probably a reason you've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's politically incorrect in today's society, I
indeed
guess, isn't it? So,
quite right. Tongue-in-cheek.
Dolores, thanks for sending that in. And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station like KBRK, 1430 AM in Brookings, South Dakota, for more of the Good Stuff.